you know, airplanes, you know, all comics do routines on airplanes, you know, and they get on, they talk about fear and stuff like that, see. But none of them ever really come to the point, you see. And the point is this: I do not hold in what's on my mind. See, I speak up. As soon as my foot hits the plane, I speak out. Hope the plane don't crash. Yes, sir. I speak right out. Sure, it shakes up a lot of people. But they're angry because they didn't say it. I got on one plane, I said, hope the plane don't crash. People said, hear, hear. And it was the pilot. I'm telling you right now, a lot of you get drunk, you just, oh, yeah. And then you say, we landed, always save again, sober right up. Okay, good enough. And I'll tell you something else. I want to know when the plane is going down. I don't want any stewardess walking by saying, oh, no smoking, just for fun. No, sir. I want to prepare myself for that crash. Guy, the worst thing in the world to do is die while you're reading Life magazine. I want to be able to do all those dumb things that I've been preparing and think. I want to put my arms out, brace myself, just in case, you know. Sure, my wrist may wind up in my shoulder joint, but I still might, you know, I want to wait until it's 6 inches from hitting and then jump up in the air. I want to do those things. I don't care if I get wiped out. And I want you to face reality, too. I've told my wife about this a million times. When that plane is going down, I am not thinking about my wife and daughters. I'm sorry. A lot of you may say, oh, that's bad. I'm saying to myself, why me?